We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
You can't make me want what I don't want. You can't dangle something in front of my face that's, I don't want that. And many of you are taking anything because you don't know what you want. And so if I can do one thing for you when you leave this room, I don't want nothing from you but for you to leave this room and know what you want. What do you want in your marriage? What do you want with your son and your daughter? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? Like, how much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. The reason why I speak with so much passion, E.T., why do you speak with so much authority? Because I'm talking about my life, not something that I read. I ate out of trash cans. I had no business eating out of trash cans. I lived in abandoned buildings. I had no business living in abandoned buildings. But E.T., your daddy wasn't in your life. Your mom was a teenage mother. You grew up, come on, E, look at your shirt. That's not an excuse. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. I told you, I didn't get a new daddy. I didn't get a new mama. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day. I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Now, let me say this before I move forward, and I can't explain it, but you better feel me. Winners win and losers lose. I can't explain it any better than that. I don't know how it happens, but winners win. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture. All right, now I'm going to tell you this story. I got to get out of here. And the story is about, you guys have probably heard about this before. It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money. And so he went to this guru, right? And he told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you're on. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach at 4 a.m. He like, the beach? I said, I want to make money. I don't want to swim. Guru said, if you want to make money, I'll meet you tomorrow, 4 a.m. So the young man got there at 4 a.m. He all ready to rock and roll, got on the suit. He should have wore shorts. The old man grabs his hand and said, how bad do you want to be successful? He said, real bad. He said, walk on out in the water. So he walks out into the water. Watch this. When he walks out into the water, it goes waist deep. So he like, this guy crazy. Adrian, he like, I want to make money. He got me out here swimming. I didn't ask to be a lifeguard. I want to make money. He got me in. So he said, come out a little further. Walked out a little further. Then he had it right around this area, the shoulder area. So this old man crazy. He making money, but he crazy. Said, come on out a little further. Came out a little further. It was right at his mouth. My man like, I'm about to go back in here. This guy is mine. So the old man said, I thought you said you wanted to be successful. He said, I do. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man getting scratching, holding him down. I got you. I know you brushed it out, but I got you. He had him held down. I need you for an illustration. He had him held down. Just before my man was about to pass out, he raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. Somebody answer the question for me. He said, when you were underwater, what did you want to do? Lee, I'm looking for a different word, though, than lip. What's that word? He said, I wanted to breathe. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you're trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. I can't sit here and lie and tell you that my faith has not helped me to get to where I am. And I want you to listen to this word. Because this is a word that is used in the spirit realm. It's not a word that's used in the flesh. And while most of you will never be successful in your craft is because you're chasing a dollar and you don't honor your craft. I honor what I do. I honor it. It's sacred. The people are sacred. And that's what most of you, you're chasing money. Like you're doing this for the money. You'll never blow up because it's not sacred to you. When something is sacred, you spend time with it. When something is sacred, you take your doggone shoes off because where you stand is holy ground. It's holy ground. It's sacred. This your life. You're putting your life in my hand. You're sitting here listening to me. I'm putting words in your spirit. I'm imparting ideas into your spirit. That ain't no joke. That ain't no game. When I come into this place, I didn't eat on the plane. They serving me food. I'm like, I can't eat it. They're like, you in first class, sir. Somebody ordered the quiche for you. I can't eat the quiche right now. It's like, why not? I'm like, it might be something in it. I can't afford to get sick. I can't eat. I can't afford to put food in my mouth if I don't know where it came from. I can't afford this the airplane. Ain't no telling where this stuff come from. Nobody wash their hands. Probably, I don't know. I got 3 gigs. I got to be ready when I get there. Don't give me that water. I need bottled water. Don't bring me no water in no cup. I don't know where that came from. I needed to open it because I got people who spent money and I cannot say I'm sick. I can't tell these people I'm sick. Your stuff needs to be sacred. And I realized that one of the ways that this company blew up is because we legitimately honor the craft. There are many of you that do not honor your craft. Like you do it when you feel like it. You wake up on Monday, you feeling that you do it. Look, when something is sacred, you don't get to say when you want to do it or not. When something is sacred, when it's spiritual, when it's set apart, you don't say, I don't feel like doing TGIM. I don't feel like waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and sending the world a text. I send the world a text not because I'm getting paid. I don't get paid to do TGIM. I don't get paid to put out that positive stuff. I don't get paid to do the success series. So why are you doing all this for free? Because it's sacred. Because I've been given life and a gift, I've got to give back. And so some of you will never get to the next level because what you're doing is about money. When all you're doing is something for money, when you get tired, you can quit because money is not a strong enough factor, right? It's not deep enough that when you're going through hell. Look, I'm not lying to y'all. When my wife got diagnosed with those 7 lesions on her brain, she'll tell you, I never flinched. I said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I had 20 some years with this woman in great health. That's a blessing. We're going to get through this. We're not going to dishonor the creator. We're not going to dishonor him because I don't understand why he's doing this to her. I'm about to show the enemy. If you thought this was going to break me, Look, it's the worst thing you could have ever done, because now I declare war. I declare war now. You thought I was going hard before. I'm about to go harder than I've ever gone before. You messed up. And for some of you, it's nothing is sacred for you. There are certain things you'll never have when you stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. And you wondering why everybody else getting blessed and I'm not. Because you don't understand covenant. And covenant means when you do it, you can't get out of it. Right? And I'm trying to discourage people in general. Like, stop getting in stuff that once you don't like it no more, you come out of it. That's selfish. So when you start getting in relationship where you can come out, come in. Job, you can come out, you can come in. You're never going to see the next level. I had a strong mind, a strong body. I started studying. I started putting in the work. And I realized somebody else trying to do exactly what I'm trying to do. Are you a gazelle or are you a lion? Are you a gazelle or are you a lion? And let me tell you the difference between a gazelle and a lion. When the gazelle wakes up, it runs. But if a lion ain't chasing it, it stops running. But when the lion wakes up, it don't need nobody to push it. It pushes itself. Why? Because he realizes that if he does not catch that gazelle, not only him, but his family don't eat. What are you playing this game for? What's your passion? What's your drive? What's your purpose? What's your purpose for playing this game? Why are you doing what you're doing? And when you know why you're doing what you're doing, you saw my t-shirt, no alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning, no clock. I ain't used a clock in 20 years. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? Is it just a game? Or do you eat it? Do you sleep it? Do you drink it? Have you possessed the game? Do you want to change the game? I'm sitting with a D1 basketball player this morning, freshman. He pulled out a piece of paper and he showed me 20 goals, what he wants to accomplish in Big Ten. 18-year-old kid, 20 goals. I asked him, why you got these goals? He said, because right now, my mama ain't eating. Right now, my grandma, I can't afford to buy her a drink of water. But I guarantee you, next year this time, I'll make my mark. I said, ooh, I feel sorry for all the guards that got to come up against this kid. From this day forward, I will give 120% for nothing at all. Strong mind. From this day forward, I will give 120% for nothing at all. Strong mind. Somebody. And George Foreman admits that he gave Muhammad Ali everything he had. And Muhammad Ali grabbed him and pulled him to him. Old man hadn't fought in years, hurt. And Muhammad Ali pulled him to him and said, is that all you got? And George Foreman said, when he heard the words, is that all you got? It penetrated his spirit. And said, I done gave my man everything I got. I can't see him to knock him down. And Muhammad Ali said, when he said that to him, he looked into the pupils of his eyes, and he said at that point, he knew George Foreman had lost. Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You should have quit 10 years ago when you got raped. You should have quit 10 years ago when he walked out on you. You should have been quit. You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about stamina. It's about, you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. If I was going to quit Satan, you should have got me a 17 homeless. You should have broke me when I was eating out of trash can. It's too late now. I'm in the Ritz-Carlton. It's too late now. I'm flying first class now. It's too late. It's too late. I got people's lives that I change. It's too late. You should have broke me a long time ago. I'm unbreakable now. Your only chance at this point is you got to kill me, Martin Luther King. You got to kill me now. And then when you kill me, MLK, my legacy will live. I'm at legacy point, y'all. I die tomorrow. This message still lives, and it'll get stronger. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You're not hearing what I'm telling you? Y'all thinking it's about talent? It's not. It's about taking the gift you got and laying hold of it. Have you ever laid hold of something? You ever had something in your hand before? I've been there. That's why I get on Jalen. I'm talking about Jalen like, Dad, why are you on me so hard? Because I was in the hospital room when you was born. I laid hands on you, son. I was the first one when you came out, not your mama. I was the first one. I cut the umbilical cord. I held life that I created. That's why I'm so, you so meaningful to me, son. I laid hands on you. I didn't see you from a video. Didn't nobody FaceTime me. I was in the room, son. When you came out, I heard you cry. I grabbed you before I knew what your name was. I laid hold of you. And you special to me because I created you. You created that thing. This ain't no job. That thing speaks about who you are as a person, how you approach life. This ain't no gig. This is the essence of who I am. This is my spirit. This is my character. This ain't no job. Why you treating it like a job? It's your calling. Lay hold of it. So I want to read something to you. I want to help somebody. Now I'm going to get somebody the light tonight. I'm going to give you a light tonight, and you may not need it right this second, but at some point in your life, you're going to need it. Greatness is remembering in the dark what God told you in the light. I just want to help somebody out. Whatever the Creator tell you in the dark, listen to me. Whatever He tells you, remember, greatness is remembering in the dark what the Creator told you in the light. I tell the little homies, do me a favor. You got 3 minutes, little homie, to give me that little crying story. You got 3 minutes. Tell me when you're ready and go. You will not take 10 minutes of my time whining and crying about it. You give me 3 minutes and give me your story, and you got 10, 15 minutes to give me a solution. Don't nobody want to hear that, because after the end of it, my wife left me, and what you going to do about it? Is she gone for good, or you going to get her? No, bro, I'm talking from experience, bro. My sophomore year in college, doing my thing, traveling the road, not listening to my wife. She packed up and came back to the D. I said, I'm through. I said, all right, you might be, but not without me coming down there. You feel me? You can tell me on the phone you through with me. I'm cool with that. You can write me a letter, because there wasn't no text back then. You can write me a letter and tell me. No, hear what I'm saying. You can tell me on the phone you through with me. I invested too much. I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. No, listen to me. That's why it's so easy for you to quit, because you ain't paid nothing for it. I paid too much. I stood before your mama and your dad and said, till death do us part. If you leave, you will not leave me over the phone or through a letter. You will look me in my face and tell me you gone. After I bring you the roses. Listen to me. You got to hear what I'm saying. I ain't talking like somebody who ain't never been through nothing. I'm telling you, she got up and left. I'm telling you, she drove all the way back to Detroit from Alabama by herself and was through. I got on the road. So I will greet this day with love in my heart, all positive. And when I see her, I don't care what she say. She will know in my heart, I'm sorry and I want you back. That was 26 years ago. So if you go outside and you see it's like dark, 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 and you see the stars out there, listen to me. You can only see the stars in the what? That's the only time you can see the stars. You can't see the stars when the sun is out. You can only see the stars when it's dark. So y'all got to start doing me a favor. It's some crazy stuff going on right now. But what I will not do is allow that craziness to penetrate me.
Weekend of street battles and start the stress of racism.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thou art my rod and my staff. Thy comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. When I get in my funk, over and over, all the days of my life, over and over and over again, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, I got my stuff. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. when I see stupid stuff on the news. See, I saw what happened in Vegas. That's why I woke up the next day and I went to the school system with my church and my crew, and we went in there and inspired kids.
Let's go. Love you and believe in you, God.
Yep, you took 50 lives. Now we about to go inspire 50 lives. And we ain't gonna talk. I ain't gotta do a lot of talking. People call, Eric, what do you think? It don't matter what I think. I'm past talking. They don't eat from you talking. They don't eat from news. They don't eat from commentary and critique. Where I come from, they eat when somebody go help them eat. I ain't just talking to talk. We will be at the school and we will videotape it while we're there. And we'll put it up on YouTube so other teachers who don't know how to train our babies and bring the best out of our babies and engage and motivate our babies, I will show them what it looks like. So you took 50 and injured 400. We coming for you. That hate is not greater than love. Hate has never been greater than love. Hate has never conquered. Love conquers all. Love is the strongest force ever. And so I will greet this day with love in my heart. I will greet this day with love in my heart, and I will overcome evil.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.